Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Weekly and Murata Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. It's brought to you by Revitalize, weight loss and wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, proud nutrition partner of your Phoenix Suns. Based on what we saw over the weekend, we create our own awards. Who wants to start off the festivities today?
I'll go first.
I'm going to go with the Dreary Season Award, and I'm giving it to the three in-state football programs. ASU, U of A, and NAU are combined 10-23 this season.
Is that good?
ASU has its worst record since 1994. Arizona is rebuilding and did increase its win total from 1-4 heading into the Territorial Cup, in which neither team is going to a bowl game this year, so there's that to look forward to. NAU finished 3-8. They lost on Senior Day in Flagstaff to Weber State on a field goal with 5 seconds left. I would call it dreary. And anybody who sat through the ASU football game against Oregon State on Saturday knows what dreary looks like. Man, was that depressing. 31-7. They were throwing the ball 6 inches down the field. Trenton Bourget completed 20 passes for 122 yards, which is hard to do. ASU, Trenton Bourget on their first series, completed passes on first, second, and third down, and then they punted on fourth down.
How funny is that?
Yeah. Dreary.
Dreary. Good word.
All right, my first award is the Save the Last Dance for Me Award, and that goes to Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, who is currently dating, does anybody know?
Yes.
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife,
Larsa Pippen.
That is a bizarre turn of events for a complicated relationship between Pippen and Jordan, the seniors, and that's odd.
It is.
The whole thing.
But nothing quite fully shocks me anymore.
No.
Especially with people that are involved in, I don't know, Larsa Pippen's, like, wasn't she on one of the Housewives shows?
I don't know.
Was she?
She's some sort of media personality,
yeah,
is
like
what
an
her Wikipedia says.
Influencer, yeah.
But there's a 16-year age difference, and yes, obviously, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen have a complicated relationship right now, so I can only imagine what they both think of this.
You're correct. She apparently spent a couple seasons on The Real Housewives of Miami, which I didn't even know they had a show in Miami.
I'm ashamed I knew that. Yeah.
It's good to know pop culture things. I just wasn't aware of that one particular thing. All right, is that the end of your award, Jarrett?
That is it. Your
tremendous
turn.
All right, this is the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego Award, and it goes to Kirk Herbstreit, who just got roasted on social media on Saturday for his very festive outfit for college game day. They were in Montana for the Brawl of the Wild, I believe is what they call the rivalry game.
Great name.
So good. And he really, really leaned into the look. I mean, of course, he had to layer very heavily because it was winter in Montana, but a lot of neutral tones, a very... only way I could describe it is Indiana Jones looking hat.
Yeah.
And he got totally roasted on Twitter, as I said. A couple of my favorite tweets. Kirk Herbstreit is exactly who John Dutton is fighting to keep out of Montana. Kirk Herbstreit looks like every dude from New York City or the Bay Area who moved to a small mountain town during the pandemic and drove up housing prices. Or Kirk Herbstreit is ready to crack the case of the missing fourth college football playoff team.
My favorite one was Kirk Herbstreit looks like he's been doing all of his shopping from the J. Peterman catalog for Seinfeld fans.
The Leadership Matters Award goes to Zach Wilson of the New York Jets, who put a terrible game on the field yesterday. And because the Jets defense was equally good, it was a 3-3 game until the last minute of the game. He was asked afterward if he felt the offense had let the defense down. And like a snot-nosed punk, he said, no.
He does look like a snot-nosed punk.
He kind of does.
That's a good description.
Totally. Yeah, and he comes from a very wealthy family.
Face.
Yeah. And so it's...
here's the audio of that if you want it real
all right.
Quick.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No, not my fault.
You had 2 yards in the second half.
Yeah. Reminder, real quarterbacks take all the blame. Not some of it, all of it.
Yes. And deflect the praise.
Yes. Not some of it.
Not for this guy.
All of it.
Oh.
Did you let the defense down? Well, my much older girlfriend said we didn't.
Oh. My Larsa Pippen said we didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
My next award is the Great Parenting Award, and I'm giving it to Jose Trevino of the New York Yankees. His young son had a career day at his school. So not only does Jose Trevino show up because he's got a cool job as catcher for the New York Yankees, he shows up in full uniform and catcher gear. That's good parenting right there. And I can only imagine like being in that class. If I was a kid and I went to school with somebody's parent that was a Yankee, I would have freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
How cool that must be for those kids.
Absolutely. I love it.
My next award is the Broncos Country Let's Lied Award. And it's to Russell Wilson. This is very similar to your award, Dan. Because the Denver Broncos, who are last in the entire NFL in scoring this season, the Denver Broncos, who if they were to score 18 points a game, they would be 9-1 right now. The Denver Broncos, who only scored 16 against the horrible Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders defense, they asked Russell Wilson, how is the offense today?
I thought we had a really good game for the most part on offense. We moved the ball well. I thought guys made some really great catches. Cortland on the go ball down the sideline, the back shoulder go ball, that was amazing. He had a great game. I thought Kendall Hinton stepped up again. I mean, what a great play early in the game, the first drive of the game where he catches across the field, dodges the guy, dives and puts the ball over the goal line. They don't call it a touchdown for him, but what a great play. And the next play, we give the ball to 2-8, and he runs it right through there. What a tough run by him, and a great job of the O-line. I mean, there's a lot of really good things in the game, you know.
There was not a lot of good things.
Was there any of that press conference you left out there, Jared?
Relentlessly, disgustingly positive continues Russell Wilson as the offense is disgusting in general.
Yes.
Yeah, brutal. All right, the final award, second to last award for today is it goes to Stanford and South Carolina women's basketball. The number one and number two teams in the sport, they played yesterday at Stanford, and they honored Brittany Griner throughout. They not only put patches on their jerseys, and the coaches and broadcasters wore shirts with BG's face on them, but what really caught my attention was they set up a letter-writing station for fans to write letters that will be sent to Brittany Griner.
Oh.
BG's wife, Sherelle, has said a couple times recently that what Brittany Griner fears, or one of the many things she fears, is being forgotten about at the penal colony now outside of Moscow. Yeah. So a huge gesture here from these basketball fans, and she's going to be receiving some letters.
Very cool.
All right, my last award is you can't spell world corruption without World Cup. And I'm giving it to FIFA that threatened seven teams with sanctions if they wore rainbow-colored armbands. Grant Wall, a soccer reporter for SI.com, tried to wear a T-shirt that had a soccer ball with layers of the rainbow around it. He got thrown out. So much for sports as a unifier.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
That's what happens when you take just bribe after bribe after bribe to have it in a country like that.
Exactly.
And now we have to feel dirty for watching it if we want to take in some international soccer. Terrible. There you go. There's Hardware brought to you every week by Revitalize.